Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Two AFL semi-finals to play out. One tomorrow night, one Saturday night, with his preview and tips from AFL Nation. Terry Wallace, good morning to you.
Good morning, VT, and I hope you had a great break.
I certainly did, my friend. It was very, very relaxing, but great to be back on deck and, of course, chatting to you about finals football. It seems like it's been a long time coming, given COVID-19, and tipping this year, Terry, has been an absolute nightmare.
Well, yeah, look, during the year we were not too bad, but boy, oh boy, finals last week was very, very difficult. You know, the stat that the four premiership coaches all come up against non-premiership coaches, and every time the non-premiership coach beat the premiership coach. So didn't see a lot of that coming, but gee, they were great finals.
Gee, they...
You've only got to go back to 2016. The Western Bulldogs actually started underdogs in every one of those four finals that they played in that year, including grand final day, and ended up going on to win it. So this time of the year, we don't worry so much about tipping. We worry about how the finals are played.
Yep, absolutely. And boy, there were some close games last weekend. But, you know, Collingwood got home by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, I did that game. And see, a lot of the games were really ended up being decided by accuracy. And, you know, we've seen that in a lot of finals in the past where, you know, one side just hasn't handled, you know, the pressure of goal kicking. And that was the difference. And so in the Collingwood game, they handled it beautifully. They had 8 set shots for the game, kicked all 8. And in the first and last quarters, kicked 7 straight. Now, they probably don't get over the line unless that accuracy was there. And their opponents for this week, Geelong were the opposite. They kicked at 29% for goal last week. And you've got Tommy Hawkins now, who's played in his last 2 qualifying finals, last year's qualifier and this year's qualifier, and he's kicked 0-9. So Collingwood will hope that they can keep their accuracy going. Geelong will be hoping that a week's a long time, but they should tighten theirs up.
Yeah, for Tommy Hawkins, wrong end of the year to be getting the yips.
Yeah, no, look, I don't know if it'll last. It didn't last year. We know, I mean, he turned that around last year, so I can't see why he can't do that again. Just one of those nights. And, you know, when he started kicking around corners at everything, you know, so quickly around the corner, just trying to play on, you just thought, you know, he's just lost a bit of confidence there. I think you'll turn that around pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, given we've been talking about the Saturday night game between the Cats and the Pies, who is your tip, Terry Wallace?
Yeah, to me, it's the 50-50 game of the two. I think, you know, you could put up a fair argument for either. You know, the Collingwood have just found their form. That flowing style was certainly much, much better. But I'm going the other way. I'm going that the pressure on Geelong to, you know, to perform in a final where, you know, their record has started to get poorer. They've had the microscope on them all week. I think that they'll hit back. They've got enough senior players to really want to do that. I think the Collingwood factor is greatest what they handled. They were magnificent. You know, it's another flight back from Perth. It's, you know, now back over to Queensland. They've done a lot of travel and a lot of mucking around over a period of time. Can they handle it? Of course they can. And they've beaten Geelong the last couple of times they played it. But I'm going the Cats.
All right. My mother-in-law is going to be very happy with me because she's a Cat supporter and I'm tipping the Cats as well. Terry, before we get to the Friday night clash, talk to us about the, well, it's a bit of an exodus at Essendon. Danaher wants to go up north to Brisbane and Saad's off to Carlton, maybe.
Yeah, look, it's a disappointment for, you know, for Bomber fans because, but what they basically did was they brought blokes in over, you know, a few years, and it's all the S's. But so they brought in Saad, they brought in Dylan Shield, they brought in Stringer, they brought in Devin Smith to the club to have a crack at it around this time. So they sort of believe that, you know, if they could bring those 25, 26-year-olds into the club whilst Early and Hooker and, you know, their spine was in place, Danaher was down the other end, that they could have a fair dinkum crack at trying to win one. Well, it hasn't played out that way at all. In fact, it's gone pear-shaped, as you sort of mentioned, with the guys that are leaving. So now it's just trying to make the best out of a bad lot. You know, do you go to the draft? Do you go back to the trade? Do you do a little bit of both? Yeah, Danaher hasn't been on the park very much in the last 2 or 3 years, so they've had to play without him regardless. The Saab thing hurts because he's been top three in their best and fairest over the last few years, so that will hurt them. But they're just going to make the best of a bad lot at the moment. And, you know, keep the club, that's the main thing. You know, just get the club all sort of rowing the boat in the same direction, because it certainly sounds like that's not the case at the moment.
Yeah. Most of the teams now, of course, looking toward end-of-season trips, and I did see in my time off, Terry, a photo of North Melbourne, the footy club, going on their end-of-season trip. The only problem was there was one person on the bus, and that was the coach.
Well, it's been hard work, hasn't it, for the Kangaroos? I mean, they're the two clubs at the moment that there's going to be the most interest in around trade period, because when you look at North Melbourne, they'll have up to 14 or 15 guys. So they dropped off 11 off their list, and now we know that, you know, players like Brown are likely to be leaving, Higgins likely to be leaving. If they can find a suitor for Pollock, I'd say he'd be out the door. So now, 14 or 15 changes to a list is very, very difficult to do. You know, you can't go and just put 14 or 15 kids in. How the balance of that works out will be interesting. So probably when it comes to trade time, they'll be the two that everyone will be looking at.
Yeah. To tomorrow night's semi-final, and an old Tiger, Dan Butler, is going to be in Saints colours against his old teammates, the Tigers.
Yeah, and I did the game when they played first time around. It's a long time in the rear-view mirror, but he absolutely sliced them to pieces on that for that particular day, and the Saints got the chocolates. Can they do it again? Well, it's finals time. We just spoke about how the Bulldogs started underdogs four times in a row. I've actually said on this show and a few other shows that if you allow St Kilda, I've said it all year, if you allow St Kilda to get their own natural game, that running game, up and going, they can be really dangerous against any team in the competition. The times that they haven't been allowed to play like that, and I can recall along the way, Collingwood didn't allow them to. After the first quarter, Fremantle didn't allow them to. West Coast the other week didn't allow them to. And it shut them down, and they're not the same side. So that'll be the thing. Does St Kilda get their game going? Can Richmond shut them down? I've got enough faith in Richmond shutting them down, but particularly because of the three outs for the Saints. Just it upsets the apple cart a bit when, you know, you've got your key big men taken out of the lineup, and Ryder comes out of the ruck, Carlisle comes out of defence, and then Long's missing from that one-week suspension, which he couldn't get turned over last night. So I think that would be enough to sway that it should be a Richmond victory. I'm more confident in Friday night's game, certainly, than I am in Saturday night's game.
Well, Terry Wallace, you've been on the Richmond bandwagon all year. Why would you jump off now? The Tigers to beat the Saints for me. Good calling across AFL Nation on the weekend, Terry Wallace, and we look forward to catching up again next week.
Good on you, PT. Well, hopefully we can get a couple of strikes this week.